USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An American delegation in Jerusalem preparing for tomorrow's opening of the American Embassy in Jerusalem. It's moving there from Tel Aviv, and the group is headed by Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan, also President Trump's daughter Ivanka Trump and her husband Jared Kushner, and Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin. The mayor of Jerusalem says this move sends a strong message.
The intention and the back and the support Israel has in the sovereignty of the city of Jerusalem.
Several ambassadors from the European Union and other nations opposed to the move are boycotting the events, and the Palestinians say they're demanding the status of Jerusalem as a capital be negotiated in a peace settlement with Israel. ISIS claiming responsibility for a knife attack in the Paris Opera District that left one person dead and four people wounded. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
You've probably heard about the E. coli outbreak blamed on romaine lettuce. Now a salmonella outbreak linked to eggs is spreading. Federal health officials say 35 people in multiple states are ill. The first recall notice issued a month ago for eggs from Roseacre Farms. They were sold in Colorado, Florida, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. Ford Motor Company says it's hoping to resume production of their F-150 pickups as soon as this upcoming week after a fire at a supplier's plant on May 2nd.
The parts plant, owned by Meridian Magnesium Products of America, was hit by a fire and explosion at their plant in Michigan. The supplier makes the front bolster, which reinforces the engine where the radiator is attached for the F-150, F-Series Super Duty, and Exhibition and Navigator. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The American Retail Foundation says spending on mom this Mother's Day will top $23 billion in America. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's college graduation season, and some big names were delivering commencement addresses yesterday, as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, in a commencement speech at Rice University, said that an endless barrage of lies in national politics poses a dire threat to U.S. democracy.
The greatest threat to American democracy isn't communism or jihadism or any other external force or foreign power. It is our own willingness to tolerate dishonesty in service of party and in pursuit of power.
Bloomberg says there's more tolerance for dishonesty than he's ever seen in his lifetime. At USC's Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism, the commencement speaker was Oprah Winfrey, who had these life tips for students.
Be nice to little kids. Be nice to your elders. Be nice to animals. And know that it's better to be interested than interesting. Invest in a quality mattress. I'm telling you, your back will thank you later. And don't cheap out on your shoes.
And she told them that teacher journalists and public communicators must be warriors for truth. Alexa. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence addressed the new graduates at Hillsdale College in Michigan.
You'll be glad to know the America that awaits your energies and ambitions is experiencing a new era of opportunity and optimism.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.